From WCRB, welcome back to Tanglewood. I'm Ron Delachiesa. And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will continue in just a few minutes with the Symphony No. 2 by Robert Schumann. It's a piece that emerged from one of the darkest episodes in the composer's life. Always challenged by mental health issues, the year 1844 was a particularly low moment. Even with the love and support of his wife Clara, he was functionally immobilized, unable to even write a letter, much less a piece of music. After about a year, he began studying music by Bach, and he wrote a few pieces that really amounted to exercises in counterpoint, the particular kind of interweaving, multi-layered music of which Bach remains the ultimate master. And as so many musicians have experienced over the centuries, Bach seems to have unlocked what was previously unavailable in Schumann. The Symphony No. 2 was the result. As the piece opens, the brass section plays a serene chorale, relaxed, soft, and solid, maybe evoking Bach's sacred chorales. Simultaneously, the strings inscribe a melody with a bit more of a searching quality to it. With those two voices in place, Schumann thrusts them into turmoil, with a sub-theme entering to drive the story in unexpected directions. The second movement, Scherzo, propels the piece into a thrilling perpetual motion nervousness, and the strings toss rapid-fire ideas back and forth across the orchestra, the action broken up by a couple of graceful soaring melodic sections. Along the way, that serene brass theme from the beginning of the piece peeks in, finally taking full flight as a forceful fanfare at the end of the movement. The third movement is a reflection and contemplation, Schumann not only allowing us to catch our breath, but also bringing us the essence of romantic longing, simultaneously sweet and painful. The finale weaves together the ideas we've gotten to know in the previous movements in a way only Schumann would have written. The unexpected twists and turns of phrasing, the tough-to-balance orchestrations, the mashing together of structural sections of the music, it all paints a picture of a very human imperfection based in real emotion and real thought processes. Not an idealized, aspirational existence. That's impossible to actually live to it. And we're about to hear it in just a few moments, conducted by David Zinman. It was premiered by the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig in 1848. The U.S. premiere was by the Philharmonic Society of New York in 1854. The Boston premiere by the Harvard Musical Association in 1866. The BSO first performed it during the orchestra's first season on December 31st, 1881, with conductor Georg Henschel. That was at the old Boston Music Hall before the Boston Symphony moved to their permanent home symphony hall built in 1900. We're about to hear it now. Here's David Zinman heading to the podium to continue this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert with Symphony No. 2 by Robert Schumann from WCRB. The brilliant finale of the Symphony No. 2 by Robert Schumann performed in concert here at Tanglewood by the Boston Symphony Orchestra and conductor David Zinman, the ending bringing back the fanfare motto from the first movement, an assertion of victory. Capping off a wonderful afternoon of music here at Tanglewood, beginning with Mozart's Symphony No. 25, Yo-Yo Ma performing the Schumann Cello Concerto and then ending with Schumann's Symphony No. 2. David Zinman, our guest conductor, made his BSO debut in July of 1968 at Tanglewood and his subscription debut in January 1980, returning for numerous appearances with the orchestra at both venues, as well as appearances in 1998 at Carnegie Hall and in 1994 at Tanglewood, appearing with the Minnesota Orchestra. Here he is back on the podium, David Zinman, shaking hands with some of the musicians right around the podium. One of his most recent accolades is the 2015 Echo Classic Conductor of the Year Award. And in October 2002, he received the City of Zurich Art Prize for his outstanding artistic efforts. David Zinman now pointing to some of the soloists, wants all of the winds to stand, brass, and all the members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra sharing the applause with conductor David Zinman for that performance of the final work on this program, the Second Symphony of Robert Schumann. New York-born David Zinman's career has been distinguished by a wide-ranging repertoire, commitment to contemporary music, and his historically informed performance practice. Held positions as music director of the Rotterdam Philharmonic, the Rochester Philharmonic, and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Now remember, broadcasts from Tanglewood are available on demand on our website, classicalwcrb.org/BSO. We'll also find our complete broadcast schedule. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. This broadcast from Tanglewood is supported in part by the Gregory E. Bulger Foundation, dedicated to supporting the performing arts in Greater Boston. WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston, and the Boston Symphony wish to acknowledge the many other generous donors who make these Tanglewood concerts possible. We're also indebted to the musicians of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and to the Boston Musicians Association for their support of these broadcasts. All of us urge you to attend concerts here at Tanglewood and throughout the community. This broadcast of the Boston Symphony is produced on air and online by Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliad Ross, and the recording engineer is Nick Squire with assistance from Joel Watts. Our thanks to Bernadette Horgan and Taryn Lott of the Boston Symphony Press Office, Mark Mandel and Robert Kurzinger of the BSO Publications Department, Bruce Creditor and Lynn Larson of the BSO Personnel Office, and to the entire BSO and Tanglewood staff for all their help with these broadcasts. I'm Ron Della Chiesa at the Kuzovitsky Music Shed here at Tanglewood.